Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, we've been thinking about doing a bit of a heist.
Yeah, plans, dabbling with the idea. Yeah,
plans are in place. It was actually an excellent idea by you that was last week. Again, we are in the operation phase where we're not going to mention names.
Yeah.
And your job listening is to not throw us under the bus and dog us. Because then it would ruin the joke.
There is a list going around where you can submit your baby to be the cutest baby in Geelong for 2025.
Now, somehow you didn't win this in 2024.
Well, I feel like you didn't really try hard to blend me in in 2024.
Some people might be saying, hang on, aren't you turning 34 this week? And yes.
Yes, my birthday is Friday.
Yes, she is turning 34. But at one point, were you not a baby?
I was a baby.
Eligible.
Can there confirm.
But when I uploaded your photo last year, instead of an adorable baby photo, I accidentally, silly me, uploaded a photo of you vomiting chicken wings as like a 30-year-old. Whoops, can't win them all. So this year, you had the great idea to change it.
Going undercover.
Yeah.
So we're going to upload a photo of me from 1991, when I was a baby.
Yes.
And we are going to submit it as if it is a brand new baby in 2025.
We've dabbled with some using AI, and we're like getting AI to look at current photos of you and say, hey, make this adult look like a baby.
It turns out AI is not as advanced as we thought it was, Tim.
It made you look like some kind of blubber monster. I don't know what it was doing, but we put some photos up on our Instagram last week. In particular with your hands and arms. It looked like what does
AI
it think a baby's arm looks like?
Hands. It can't do hands. It can't do fingers.
So we thought, all right, next best thing, get a real baby photo of you.
Yep.
Chuck it in AI, say, make it look like it's like from today.
Yes, because the photos that my mum has sent me.
It's not a filter. That's just what cameras did.
It's just very early 90s.
So have you been, what have you got? Because we're going to put this up on the socials at K-Rock Geelong and then people are going to vote for what photo we upload with
I've
your
I've got five
entry.
Options. Okay. You tell me which ones you think are the best.
All right.
So this one's 2 days after I was born.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is just like a proper baby photo, isn't
it?
That's
like straight out the womb.
It's just like, it just looks too old. It just looks too old.
Yep, okay. Right? Well, this one, I think I might be too old in this picture.
Yeah, you're like age-wise, you're probably
And then probably about your son Jack's age in this photo.
Oh, I think you're probably about a year old there in that one. All right. That's ridiculous. It's adorable, but
I think I'm eating some sort of chocolate. Yeah, I'm eating a chocolate cake. I think that's on my first birthday.
Right.
This one could work possibly.
Now we're talking. Now this is a photo. You're in a onesie. You've got a handful, maybe one or two teeth. You're adorable.
What I like is you can't see any hands or feet in this picture.
So AI won't ruin it. Yep. All right.
And then finally.
Oh, that's kind of...
This one, I look a little bit drunk.
You look like a little bit Fran Drescher has been drinking, but is also 6 months old.
I feel like, again, ChatGPT is going to need to work hard on this one because I'm sitting on some sort of like fabric couch that looks like it's definitely from 1987.
Well, I think it's the last two photos that we put into AI and say, hey, can you make it like crispen the image up?
Yep.
And then we'll put them up on our Instagram.
And let everyone vote.
Let everyone vote. Then this time tomorrow... I will submit your entry to be the cutest baby across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. And then, this is the kicker, if you get through to the round of voting, then that's when phase three of the heist kicks in.
Really get behind us and start voting for my baby photo.
Because phase two is now, what image are we going to use? We need it to look legit.
Yep.
Phase three is rigging the system. I like this.
I think it's fun.
And the fun is that we're talking about it. Because we could just be doing this behind the scenes and then talk to you at the end of it. We want you involved in the heist. Haven't you always wanted to be in a heist? Like you've seen the movies or on the games.
So do us a favor. Don't dog us.
Don't rat us out. You dog. That's all we ask. I think it's a pretty simple favor.
It's such a simple favor.
All right. So we'll get the photos up on Instagram by the next 10, 15 minutes?
As soon as AI can cooperate with me.
By 6 p.m.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
This is a bit of fun.
Okay.
Last Thursday night.
Everyone in the office has been teasing this story all day.
Well, I just told everyone to keep their lips sealed because I wanted you to hear this on the show. And if you're listening, been saving this for a couple of days because I think it's a fun conversation.
Okay.
Thursday night, we had Girl Dads.
Yes.
Tom from The Brekkie Show, he hosted an event and and with the Center of Excellence, and it was for people with, whether it was daughters or kids with long hair, that didn't have the confidence to be able to help their kids do their hair.
Yeah.
They did like a masterclass.
They had some great hairstyles. They were doing like zigzag, like parting and different braids. And
how come you sound like me talking about girl hair? And then, they were like, it was a loop and a swoop and a pull. And then, like, oh, man, I think they call it a bra day.
Yeah.
And it just whoopy, swoopy, whoopy, swoopy.
I tell you what, it's a good thing I'm having a little boy because I don't know if I could do all the braids and stuff.
Just like bad hair day, buzz cut.
Yeah.
And so I know Blackman's put on some drinks for the dads. There was apple juice as well. Mm-hmm. Town and Country Pizza and Pasta, they also provided some pizzas. At the end of the event, there were some pizzas left over.
Right.
So Gus and Chappie, so they work in like the digital and the promo team. They were packing up. There was a couple of extra pizzas. They were like, here you go, boys. There's some pizzas.
Oh, that's nice. Yep.
So Chappie was sitting in the back. He had his pizza. Gus getting everything, packing up, shaking everyone's hand, going, what an event. Puts the pizza on the roof of the car and gets in. drives off. Forgetting that there was a pizza on the roof.
So I imagine comically it like slid off the back of the roof and fell onto the...
into the tray.
Yeah, did you, that...
You'd be right. So there was a point where apparently where they took a corner and there was like a... and they just assumed it was equipment in the back of the ute.
Oh, no.
And so when Gus eventually got home, he was like, where's that pizza that...
I was planning to eat alone in my house.
And his partner's overseas at the moment, so he's just doing it solo. We feel for him. Like, you know, it's a whole new thing. And he, excellent. Don't have to worry about dinner.
Yeah.
How good. A beautiful pizza from the incredible people at Town and Country Pizza and Pasta. And then he looks in the tray of the ute. Worst case scenario, not only is the pizza face down, it's outside of the box.
What has it landed on?
It's just landed on the tray. Just
just
like the plastic or the rubber, whatever it is,
of
the tray. And
I mean, it could have been worse. It could have landed on, like, radio equipment.
Oh, it could have landed on the middle of the road.
Yeah.
So, not ideal.
Not ideal.
And on
did he eat it off the tray?
I'm not sure. If he's listening, he's more than welcome to come on in here. 52232955. What did you leave on the roof of your car?
Yep.
It
happens.
I've never heard of a pizza. Normally it's wallet and keys or
pizza
a
is
phone
pretty extreme.
Or something like that. But and like the fact that it was face down.
Yeah.
Like the cheese is, that's in now.
It's so much. And like, he was probably so excited to eat it.
Oh, man. If it happened to me, I'd be sitting in the car crying. I wouldn't be able to show my face again. 52232955. What did you leave on the roof of your car? It's Carolyn in Whittington, your dad had a doozy a long time ago.
Correct, he did indeed. Yes, that's right. We were looking forward to our annual Thursday night fish and chips, which was pay night for Dad. And we went to indulge in them, and little did we know Dad had actually left them on the roof, and he went back to collect them with a flock of seagulls all over the road eating a fish and chips.
No, Carolyn.
And like when it's like a tradition, even if like I think ours was like once a month on a Tuesday or Thursday, we get fish and chips, and like that would just ruin the night.
Of course.
Oh, look, it surely did. It really put a sock in the works.
Yeah, there you go.
And like a $3 minimum chips back then would have just been like a bucket full as well.
That would have been terrible. Veronica in Cario, what did you leave on the roof of your car?
My mobile phone. My nana had picked me up for a shift at when I was about 15, and I'd popped my phone on the top of the roof just where the door is, forgetting to grab it. We drove probably about 3 km, but because she's driving Miss Daisy, it stayed on the roof. And when I got out and arrived, I saw it sitting there and had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Hadn't moved at all.
Veronica, was this one of those, like I'm assuming it was like a Nokia, like back then? Yeah? Yeah, those things are like bricks anyway.
Would have survived. I'm sure I would have found it on the road.
Tell you what, Veronica, not to throw Jess under the bus, but if Jess was driving after the first curb she hit, that phone would have been probably in Cryo Bay.
Shatters.
It would have been underwater. Well, that is the best case scenario.
Yeah,
that
well,
it was still there.
Tim, I think phones seem to be a popular thing to leave on the, oh, yeah, the roof because
we just lost her.
We just lost
Sonia. What happened to Sonia?
Give us a call back, Sonia.
Yeah.
Can I
add on to the story while we give time for Sonia to call us back? Gus can relate to Veronica a little bit because on top of the pizza was his work phone.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, it didn't land in the tray of the ute.
Where did it land?
I think it was the Ryrie Street intersection.
Oh, my God.
And,
did they find it?
Yeah, found it.
Oh, shattered?
Yes and yes. Well, Sonia hasn't called back, so hopefully we can hear her story. But Lloyd from Armstrong Creek, what did you leave on your roof?
I left my wallet and my phone on top of the roof overnight and my car unlocked with the car door open.
Lloyd, what happened?
You've misheard the question.
Well, at the time I was living in the Bronx and I tell you what, I was very lucky that nothing got taken. My car didn't get taken, nothing, because I don't know what happened, but I must have had a brain fart. I was that tired or something had happened and I just remember going inside and went to bed and then I woke up the next day and I'm like, oh, better go get my keys. I can't find my keys. And then I go outside and I'm like, oh, why's my car door open? And then I'm like, oh, shit, oh, don't tell me I left that in the car. And then I go out to the car, yep, keys are in the ignition, wallet sitting on the roof, car door half open. Everything was still intact.
Lloyd, it sounds like the only thing you didn't leave was the car key in the ignition.
Looks like you're trying for an insurance job by the sound of this, Lloyd, and that's absolutely not on. So we don't condone any of that behaviour.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, this time last year I was studying at the Gordon, doing my celebrancy course to be able to officially get people married. And on Saturday, almost exactly a year later from starting the course, I did my first wedding.
Yeah.
Now, I've MC'd many weddings in the past, but MCing a wedding and doing the ceremony, two completely different things. And so getting to do my first ceremony was a huge step for me.
Planning it, obviously executing it, all the paperwork that comes with it. Because if people didn't know, it's a fair bit of paperwork.
It's so much paperwork. If you've not been through the legal process of getting married, you don't realize how many different forms you have to sign.
I remember when we were getting married, our celebrant was talking through all this stuff, and I was like, just say we're into it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? What do you need all this information for? She's keen, I'm keen.
Well, and then you have to legally keep checking. You know, like I said to the couple on Friday, we had a rehearsal, I had to pull them aside separately, be like, you still want to do this? We're all good. Yes, good. All right, excellent. And so the time came. I was an hour and a half early, sat around, had a nice drink.
Now, I didn't want to message you, but were all your batteries charged everything ready to go?
I had spare batteries ready to go. Good. I had a whole bunch of extra little items, some tissues for the family if they needed them. I had spare bobby pins, hairspray in case the bridesmaid needed them. I have never been more prepared for a wedding other than my own in my whole life. And so I rocked up the venue. Everything was good. And then all of a sudden I started to feel nervous. I was like, why am I feeling nervous about this? I've got everything ready to go. It was like I felt too prepared. Like I'd prepped everything
It was exhausting being you. I'm not prepared and I'm anxious. I'm prepared and I'm anxious. Do you think you might have anxiety?
I could potentially.
I'm flagging a few little moments.
Yeah, yeah. And then the ceremony started and I realized no one's looking at me.
No one cares
about
you.
It's so different to the job that you and I do every day, Tim, where
no one cares about us over here, Jess. I just had to break that to you.
No, but I mean, our name is on the show, right? It's the Tim and Jess Show. People tune in to hear Tim and Jess, right?
Right.
When you're there, I realized nobody was looking at me. They were looking at the couple.
Mm.
And everyone was hanging on every word. And I felt like I had won the room over. And immediately I felt relaxed.
Yeah.
And it was like I'd been doing it for years. And it was so much fun. And I cannot wait to do the next one, which will be end of July. And it's just, it was a good moment for me to be like, yes, this is why I ended up doing it. This is why I did the course.
Yep.
And the course is so long and it takes so long to get through it. But it was so worth it on Saturday when I got to give this couple exactly the ceremony that they wanted. And afterwards they came up to me and they thanked me and they were like, you know, we couldn't have done it better with anyone else. And that was just, I cannot describe that feeling. I was on cloud 9 all weekend.
I mean, it's. I am really happy for you. Again, there are different flags waving of when are you leaving? I know, like, you are going on maternity leave, but, like, when are you, like, are you coming back? Or are you just going to go off and marry people off into the sunset?
I am not taking any non-weekend weddings after my mat leave is over.
That's what you're saying now.
Okay.
It's not even quiet quitting. Because if you're doing it on radio in a broadcast, is it loud quitting? Are you screaming it? Like, you've promoted that the Gordon has essentially let you have the flexibility to quit this job.
Well, I don't want to quit this job, though. I love this job. I'm just saying I really enjoy marrying people.
Okay. It does make it hard because I love this. I am leaving.
I'm not leaving because I have a different job. I'm leaving because I'm having a baby and I
will
be back.
That's what the marketing team has told you to put out there.
I've had to keep reminding people that are like applying for this job. I'm like, oh, just so you know, I will be back. So,
wink, wink.
You can have it for 12 months.
Wink, wink.
And then I will be returning. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm sure you had to say that legally. Okay. Because the manager probably. I'm not in those meetings. So whatever you say, boss. happy for you. Keep up.
Tim and Jess.
Kiss Chasey was in the news in the last week or so because back together, doing a tour, Hymns for the New Believer 2025. They are heading around the country.
Yes, and we're not new believers, Tim. We've believed for a while with Kiss Chasey.
All believers. They're going to be playing at the Forum Theatre in Melbourne on the 21st of June. Darren, or Daz, the lead singer of Kiss Chasey, joins us now on the phone. So exciting that Kiss Chasey is back out and touring. Darren, thank you very much for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, Kiss Chasey, for a lot of people, is 2000s Aussie rock music. And your iconic Australian accent that you managed to keep while you're singing, Jess and I are always super impressed. It's you and Missy Higgins.
Mm-hmm. We double-checked. We wanted to hear your new music to see whether you'd kept the accent. Big tick of approval
first
from Tim
and Jess.
I mean, that's one of the hallmarks. I think I feel like if we came back after 16 years and lost that, people would just be like they've changed. So we had to. That was one of the core things you had to hold on to.
16 years, like you just mentioned, in between music for your new single "Lie to Me." We are going to play it in a moment. Was there a significance with 16, or you just thought it's probably about time we get back together and make some new music?
No, I wish there was. I wish there was something poetic like that. But it was more just we got back together in 2022. And the reason why we kind of called it a day the first time around in 2015 was because we tried like to write some new stuff. I'm the primary songwriter, and I tinkered with songs for a fourth album. We kind of went back and forth over a few years to make sure what we were doing was going to be better than what we did before, and it just wasn't to our ears. So we were just like, you know what, let's not just insult the fan base. Let's just call it a day. Sometimes you just got to walk away. And then we got back together in 2022 and it just felt reinvigorated. We just felt so refreshed. The band was playing better than ever. And so the inevitable question was, all right, well, what about new music? Are we ready to go down that path again? And, same thing. I sat down for every time I sat down with a guitar, I was like, this just doesn't feel right. Something about it. I've got to wait for it to come to me, And it wasn't until late last year that actually happened. And all of a sudden, like this, the spring just burst and all this stuff came to me. And so we've got about 10 songs now sitting there, 9 of which aren't Lie to Me. And so it's very exciting. It just feels like the best stuff we've ever done, and it feels like everything that the elements that made us fall in love with our own band back in the day are there again and better than they were. So it's kind of like it was just the songs chose us, the timing chose us. It wasn't the other way around.
Do you feel any pressure now, all these years on? You were in your early 20s when you first launched Kiss Chasey. Does it feel like a lot more pressure now to be like, oh God, like we've got this whole reputation to live up to, all these fans that like expect something from us? Is it a little bit more nerve wracking the next time around?
It's kind of both ways, because in that sense, yes, because our whole thing was always we didn't want to mess with the legacy. Again, that's why we kind of called it a day the first time around. But I guess since then, everybody's, they've all got careers. Everybody's actually, if I'm going to be completely honest, the rest of the guys are far more, they're far better off than me financially. They're far more business savvy. So they've got like building businesses and companies and stuff like that. I'm still the struggling muso. But there's that thing where like it's, when you're young and that's your world and that's the only thing you've got going on, we took it, so seriously. Now coming back to it, we've kind of been like, we're doing it. The reason why we chose to do it now is because we don't need it financially or anything like that. It was like, hey, this is fun. This is this thing that we love that was really special to us. And we don't want to, like, you know, mess that up. But at the same time, there's just a freedom to it now. And so that's, I feel like that's palpable when you see us play. It's just, it's for the pure joy of it. And I feel like that's the feedback we've got so far from the shows that we've been playing with the last few years is that people can really feel that.
I imagine during the 2000s in particular, when you were playing all the gigs, all the festivals, all those kind of things, you were really living that kind of, I guess, quote unquote, rock and roll lifestyle. Now, when we called you just before we came live here, you were like, yep, it's in my calendar. I know that I've got this interview with you
rock
guys.
And roll. Rock and roll.
Give away the magic.
Are you like re-entering the rock and roll scene? Do you think you're ready for it? I know you've obviously 2022 and 2023, but you know, if we're talking about shared calendars.
I did, Darren, we did speak to Simple Plan just a few weeks ago, and they were saying that their tours look a little bit different now. A lot more tea, a lot less beer.
Yeah, when we played a warm-up show in our hometown in Frankston the other night, and it was pathetic how much beer we left behind unopened. that never would have been the case. What we used to do is whenever we played a show, we would we have our rider, and anything that was left over, we'd put into the tour van or into the gear van, and at the end of the tour, anything that was left over was all like, you know, we'd just have a big end of tour party, and it would just be overflowing with booze, you know. And I think this time we'll just be happy to leave it where it is. You know, we still like to have a good time. We're not completely, you know, like lost it, but but I think it just doesn't take as much anymore to get us there.
Well, I think we've definitely, because we've been chatting to lots of bands recently, it's definitely evolving to rock with roll. And
yes.
I think we're looking forward to a bit of rock with roll with Kiss Chasey at the Forum Theatre.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. I'm going to put that in my notes right now.
Okay. See, notes is what I'm talking about. There we go.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.